101.7 FM, AM 920, KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. I'm CJ Baumgartner. Good morning. It's 8:22, 30 degrees outside of town at the Wadena Airport, and we welcome in, as we do on Mondays, George Dice. He's the mayor of Wadena. And George, the last time we talked to you, there was a lot of snow on the ground, and now this time there's slightly less snow on the ground.
Yeah, depending on the day, I guess, is how much snow is going to be on the ground. Parking ordinances went off April 1st, but nobody told Mother Nature that it had to stop snowing then.
Right, exactly. So, you know, and that gets us into a good first question, George, here is, you know, you talk about that with the snow removal and all that. What's the process of that like with the city? What's your involvement and kind of what does that work from an executive perspective?
Well, from an executive perspective, you know, we just, when our street department head comes to us and says, you know, we need to do this, need to do that, council makes decisions. But as far as the day-to-day work, Dan Kovar and his superintendent, Sean Swenson, kind of take care of it. It is a big project. Even in a town our size, it's we went into next year's budget, let's just put it that way. the parking ordinance did work. I feel sorry for people to get tickets. I really do. We didn't do this to make money. The funds that were raised through the tickets, we're going to put some signage up so people, when they come into town, understand what the parking ordinance is. And the rest of it, we're going to earmark, I think, for parks. So at least you feel better about paying a ticket if you know it's going to something that's family related. So
sure. And, you know, George, just with some things that have gone on in Wadena over the last couple weeks, I know this happened the weekend before, but of course there was the power outage across town. What do you know about that and just what has been the response of the city during the situation and then after and just kind of in the aftermath?
Okay, so when the power went out right away, it flickered a few times, and when it was out for like 2 minutes, I made the call to our department head, David Evans, and he got a hold of the person that was on call. They got down to the power plant, and it was the feed coming in, so nothing we could do. We had to wait. The city of Wadena is fed by a Minnesota power line, and somewhere between Verndale and Wadena that had failed. In fact, our department head, David, went out on the roads trying to help Minnesota Power locate where it was. They got it back up and going within, I don't know, must have been a couple hours. They had it up and running by maybe three. So when the power goes out like that, we have to shut down the stuff within the city, the breakers, so when it comes on, it doesn't cause a surge. And then they light up each section of the city.
Sure.
Once the power is restored. It is a worry when your power is dependent on a line that's coming in. The city itself, most of our lines are underground, so very rarely do we have a power interruption due to a line going down. A transformer can blow or something, but our response time is really good at getting power back on. But as we move into the future and the electric car and charging units and stuff, it will put a good amount of stress on our power grid.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned that with that and just all that. So, what is it? Kind of, have you had to deal with anything outside of the after the power incident? Is there anybody you had to talk to, or is it just kind of got back up and running? And we just kind of move on from there.
Okay, it was kind of get back up and running. So, within the city office itself, our server failed after the power came back up, but it was an older server, so we had to replace that. I can remember my years working out the timber routes. My office was out in the plant when there was a power outage. It was kind of my job to get computers up and going and stuff, so I feel the pain of sometimes it was up to 2 hours it would take me to get the on-floor computers up and going. I talked to a couple other businesses that rely heavily on computers, and yeah, it was time to get them up and going, but they were able to get up and going. So,
all right, George Dice, the mayor of Wadena. Hey, George, anything else going on with the city that you want to let us know about this morning?
Couple things coming up. In fact, I was just reading an email that I had gotten over the weekend. So on the library, we had ordered the stuff to replace the shelving that was wrong, and some of it came damaged. And there, I just got an email saying that the replacement order is slated to ship. That would have been Friday. And so hopefully within a week or so, we'll have guys back in there trying to get things finished up. We did find one other deal that the main contractor missed in kind of a walk-through deal, so they're going to be fixing that also. Highway 10, been a lot of meetings going on with businesses and stuff. Again, MnDOT has sent out a couple plans for us to look at. We have a special council meeting coming up tomorrow night to deal with some other business, but we'll be able to get the plans out to the other council members so they can look at it. A decision's going to have to be made within the next month or so as far as which plan the city likes best. And then we'll move into the time when we'll have at a meeting where the city will give municipal consent to MnDOT to go ahead and move forward with the project. And at that time, they'll do some final planning. The right-of-way teams will be contacting businesses, telling them, you know, what they're going to be doing and offering financial reimbursement when they do take land and stuff.
Sure. And so with that, the Highway 10 reconstruction, like you're talking about there, and you said the city's got to pick out which plan they think is the best one with you and the council members. What exactly are you looking for in terms of those plans?
Well, a couple of the things that we were looking for is they were looking at, you know, not decreasing the speed through town, actually, with the addition to the roundabouts on each end of town, that will slow the traffic coming through town, which was big for me. I don't mind traffic going through my town slower. Gives people maybe a chance to decide, yeah, I want to stop here or whatever. Even though the speed limit will slow down, traffic should move through town faster because they'll be adding the extra lane. There's some turn lanes we're hoping to incorporate into the plan to make it easier for people to get off and get back on. And then the full axis is where you can go across. We're hoping to maintain a few of those also. And trying to do the best we can for all the businesses, although you can't. I had mentioned a while back in a post that I'd put on Facebook, you got to try to do what's best for the city now, next week, and in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't make a decision based on this exact moment. Things have to be planned for the future. The town is busier. Businesses will come and go. City council members and mayors, they come and go. But the town is here, and so the plans have to be made for the future also.
We're talking with Wadena Mayor George Dice. He comes in with us on Mondays as part of our Mondays with the Mayor segment. A lot of great information, George. We appreciate you stopping in and talking with us. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, and let's hope for some warmer weather.
Exactly.
I think we're all waiting to get out and play tennis, swing golf clubs, barbecue in our backyards.
Right.
And time is soon to be here. So
it's got to get here one of these days, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Take care, George.
Thank you.
That's George Dice. He's the mayor of Wadena. Comes in on Mondays to talk with us about things going on in the city of Wadena. If you missed any part of this interview, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, or check out the KWAD Facebook page.